Let's lock it up. Talk with a rather familiar voice. As a matter of fact, you may know him as the voice of Duck Football, sitting alongside that Jorgie guy on many a Saturday. On Twitter, try at Voice of the Ducks. Jerry Allen checks in. Jerry, I feel like a long time no talk. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Steve. Yeah, we get a chance to see each other during football season, but it's kind of a long time in between, so nice to hear from you.
Cool. So I got to ask you, as a native Oregonian, I'm from the East Coast, and I've lived here now half my life, 29 years. Last week, Monday, then Wednesday, the double dip. Do you recall much weather more schizophrenic and annoying than we just witnessed?
No, it's a little unusual. I mean, we get stuff like that, once in a while. But, go back when I was a kid, that was a little more normal. But we haven't had that kind of stuff. And Steve, the more Oregon's involved and Oregon State in outdoor activities, successful outdoor activities, baseball, softball, lacrosse, all that, the more we were aware of it, too. So it was a little weird.
You know, you were sitting in yesterday for Joey Mack. And so when I head home, I'm listening to you and you're talking with Jody Sykes. She's the compliance director. And, you know, you and I mostly, we speak with media people, coaches, players, which is awesome. But Jody, that job, how wired in she is to everything. I mean, how much of a breath of fresh air is she to speak with?
Well, I've had some people in that position through the 30-plus years I've been there who were great people, but some handled the pressure really well and some not so well. She is remarkable, not only in that she has the knowledge that she has, Steve, to keep up with the NCAA and the regs and all that, but to be able to talk with and communicate with coaches and players in a way that doesn't make you feel like you're being put down, yelled at, or in trouble. I mean, she really is. She's a special person, and not a lot of people in the world like her, and not a lot of people that could do that type of a job under pressure, yet communicate the issues as important as they are to the student athletes and coaches. She's spectacular.
Well, as somebody who's been in trouble and gotten yelled at a lot, I really appreciate her. You know,
I thought you were talking about me there for a minute.
You know, Jerry, I was talking with a younger friend this past weekend and was trying to explain to him that, you know, once upon a time, the Duck men were never involved in the tournament. You know, obviously it was tougher to get in until the mid 80s, but then 1995 came along. Obviously, you were a part of it. When you think about that team who followed up the football team's miracle run to the Rose Bowl, what kind of memories stand out?
Well, you know, it's for a lot of us, it was the first time.
Yep.
And one of the biggest, I won't call it an issue, for me was to learn that I could not bet in an NCAA 64 pool. I mean,
right.
It was against the rules. And up until then, it's like, who cares? Nobody knows. It doesn't involve us. But then all of a sudden, we had to start following those rules. But it was special to be a part, not only of that tournament, but when we went to the NIT and got back to the Final Four and back to your home area at the Garden, and just in general started to be somebody in sports. It was special because it had been a lot of years since Oregon was even a state that people from the Midwest East could pronounce the correct way.
I could attest to that. Before I landed here, I don't think I would have passed the Ducks versus Beavers quiz. But we continue with Jerry Allen. So this season, it's like, oh my goodness, how many chapters from the preseason expectations, injuries, tough losses, then ooh, a bit of a ray of light, the emergence of some young guys. So from your chair, what kind of sticks out and, you know, how encouraged should we be right now with this big game against Washington and the conference tournament looming?
Well, the biggest thing, and if you'll think back, and I think I've heard you and many people say it, Oregon has a coach who seems to get the most out of his kids late February and March when it counts the most. And that's Dana Altman. He just seems to have a way of bringing his teams to a peak at the right time. And I think that's critical. I think it's important, particularly when you go into a game like Washington up in Seattle at Heck Ed. But I think you're seeing some young guys. One of the guys that I did not expect to make any kind of an impact this year after watching him in the first half of the season is Will Richardson.
Yep.
He's released the pressure, as far as I'm concerned, from Peyton Pritchard. Peyton can now play the off guard, the two guard, or even when he's at the point with Will Richardson out there or able to come off the bench. Peyton Pritchard can play a lot more relaxed and play his game. And the same thing as Francis Okoro. I mean, he looked like a man coming in. Now he's playing like a man. And so, you know, they've matured in a relatively short few months.
Talking many things with the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen. The women with a big win today. And I get if they're 14-15 the past 2 years, maybe we're not all head over heels, but they're not. And like I said, you've been here a while. I have. You think of the Harrington teams, the Lukes. We've just seen some teams, Jerry, that kind of just capture the heart. How high up that scale, a team that the fans just fall in love with, would you put this Oregon women's team?
At the top, they've done something that really has never been done before at Oregon, and that is they're developing a whole new crowd base, a whole new group of fans who were aware of Oregon in athletics, maybe went to a few football games or watched them on TV, might have gone to a few basketball games with the men, got caught up on a game here, but now they are rabid and a big fan base of what to them seems like a new sport, women's basketball. And they are, right now, they're the best. I mean, men's basketball is fun. The crowd goes crazy. Duck football, obviously, when they get it going. But right now, there's nothing better than women's basketball. Their fans, and a lot of them are new, and the young kids, the kids that they bring in who are Duck fans, that is so refreshing. It's so fun to see the development of a new fan base in Oregon athletics.
Yeah, I always use the term joy of the game, and they've got it. I want to get to football. You know, when you started doing the games, it was Rich Brooks, and then the lineage, Bilotti, the Chipster, Health, Tags was here for an hour and a half, and now Coach Cristobal. And while each had their own way or demeanor, when I listen to and when we've talked with Cristobal, I mean, he's a guy who's experienced, but he's also young and relatable. Would I be accurate to say, and you never know, he just seems to be the right fit for right now?
Yeah, Steve, time will tell. You know, you need to get through his first real full season when he's got his staff and everybody in place, but he's remarkable. I've worked with a lot of those guys as head coaches. A respect for all of them, did not dislike any of them. Some of them I thought were better than others, but I think that Cristobal has a chance to be the best head football coach that Oregon has had since I've been here and going back even before. He just has everything about him that is almost seems too good to be true. I love the respect he has for us. For the media,
yes,
he gets it. He understands that part of it, and he's nice to us, and he gives answers to questions that are asked. He totally appreciates and respects the fans and involves himself and his team in the fans, and he has undying respect from his team. So he's brilliant in the X's and O's. I think he's got a staff together. I hope that he is as successful as I think he is going to be, because he will be maybe the all-time special coach in my career at Oregon.
Couple final thoughts for Jerry Allen. You know, I'll confess, prior to his hiring last week, I'd never heard of Andy Avalos. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, I don't know a lot of people who could recite all 130 FBS coordinators. But over the past week, what have you learned about him? And I guess, what are your first impressions of the new boss of the defense?
Well, first impressions are, was I already had an impression of him because of what he'd done at Boise State. And it always amazed me that Boise State, who did not have what many consider to be the A-list athletes, they didn't have the biggest guys, the fastest guys, they didn't have the depth and a lot of numbers, but they continued to be coached up and play so well, you just couldn't not notice them. And then when the Ducks played them last year in the Vegas Bowl, it was like, you know, how can you not notice Boise State's defense, and they made Oregon struggle. They confused Oregon. That was the first time we had a chance to look at the composition of Avalos' defense and what they do. And I talked with coaches after the game, and they said we were confused. I mean, we just didn't know what they were doing. And then to meet him up there when he was introduced to the media, and he sounds like, talks like, and I think is somewhat out of the same mold of Coach Cristobal in that he's going to be very open. He's very, very smart in the defensive schemes. And the players seem to really have adapted to him very, very quickly. Now, again, time will tell. You never know. But first impressions, I was pretty impressed.
And lastly, I've talked about it a little bit today. 48 years ago today, at Madison Square Garden, the first Ali Frazier fight. I insist if that happened today, the internet would break in two. But you were living out here in Oregon. The world has gotten smaller. Once upon a time, it was a long way away. I'm curious what you remember about that, the lead up or any aspect, because you hear it a lot. But that was really the fight of the century.
Well, it really was, and we were into it. There wasn't a lot else going on. I mean, it wasn't like today where you got social media,
right?
Four or five ESPN channels to choose from, and there's so much you can't pick. It was really when something that big was going on, it was the only thing going on, and we were a little more into it because George Foreman, in my small community in Grants Pass, attended the Job Corps Center in Grants Pass just before he started boxing, and so we got to know him. And then we got caught up in the fight world, and so we're right there by the radio or in front of the TV, and that fight was the greatest. How do you top that? For us, in our generation, we'll say that's the best. I'm sure something will come along later on, and people will say, no, that's the best. Every generation has their best. For me, that was the fight of the century.
Love it. Folks, he's Jerry Allen, voice of Duck football. He'll be sitting alongside Jordy. Looking forward to the spring game, then Auburn. You can follow him on Twitter at Voice of the Ducks. Jerry, always my pleasure. Always enjoy our talks. You enjoy your weekend. Be safe, and we'll run into each other soon.
I look forward to it, Steve. Appreciate your show and all you do. Thanks very much, buddy.
All right, have a good one.